Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Back to the Mark Reardon Show. Brad Young sitting in today. And anytime there are any questions about what's going on with the economy, I always try to reach out to good friend Dave Simons. He's the host of KMOX Dollars and Cents. And of course, as you know, he is a certified financial planner and senior vice president of investments at UBS Financial Services. Dave, great to talk to you again, my friend.
Brad, as always, appreciate the invite.
I wanted to reach out to you because earlier this week, I was reading about the CPI, the Consumer Price Index, and that it rose 3.5% from a year ago. So first of all, what is the Consumer Price Index and why is this number perhaps higher than what was expected?
Well, first of all, the CPI is basically a basket of goods and services that the government uses to determine what the inflation rate is. So it's everything from the grocery store to going to Home Depot and buying that stuff. It's also service sector, like how much it costs to get a tax accountant. So it's all these things put together. And then we look at what the average price has done month over month. And then to your point, the 3.5%, it's year over year. And it was higher than expected. You know, it's this proverbial last mile. And by that, I mean that inflation peaked at a little above 9% in the summer of 22. And it's slowly come down 8, 6, 4, just a little bit. But it seems stuck here now at this 3 to 3.5% range. The Fed has a target to get inflation down to that pre-pandemic level of 2%. But we've been between 3 and 3.5% since last summer. So they've brought it down fairly effectively, but now we just can't seem to get it to budge more. And the subsequent problem, and really here's why the market's selling off as much as anything, Brad, is that it tells us then that the Fed is not going to be cutting rates. They don't have the ammunition to do it with inflation running hotter than they would like.
Right, because earlier this year, the general consensus, as I understand it, was that they were expecting the Fed to maybe start cutting rates maybe late spring, early summer, and try to get in about 3 rate cuts this year. But now because of this nagging, lingering inflation, kind of like folks who try to lose a lot of weight and then the last 5 pounds can be the hardest.
Isn't that the truth?
Yes. In this instance, it seems like because that inflation has not responded to the Fed's activities thus far, Is the market looking at this and saying maybe those rate cuts now are not going to happen?
That's right, and that was going to be the juice to keep this bull market going. You know, I take you back to December, and a lot of economists and market strategists just assumed that we would get as many as 6 rate cuts in 24. Well, inflation kind of stayed stubbornly high, and so a lot of them said, well, maybe 4. And then that went to 3. Now it's 1 or 2, and some are actually saying, no, we don't think the Fed's going to cut rates at all. And Jay Powell, I'll give him credit, the Fed chairman, has been very careful of not tipping his hand to give the market any reason to believe that they were going to start cutting rates in this spring. That's just from the analysts and economists who have come up with that. My own personal opinion is if they cut, I don't think it's going to be until late summer or the fall. And that's a whole other issue, Brad, because then you get into the politics of this, the optics of it. Do you cut rates right before an election, a major election? Well, one side's going to say, well, that's not right. You're doing it to grease the skids to help Joe Biden. If they don't cut rates, the other side's going to say, well, you're only doing that to keep inflation high, which is going to hurt Joe Biden. So the Fed has to this is an awkward dance for them, yes, because it's a political year.
Right. And ideally, the Federal Reserve is not supposed to be political, but everything in Washington, D.C. has some degree of politicalness to it, doesn't it?
There's no question about it. And you're spot on. They are supposed to be apolitical. But let's be honest, they're human. They have their own political predilections themselves and who they personally would like to see in there. And I am not about to suggest that Jay Powell is going to act one way or the other based on politics. But we also know, because Donald Trump has said this before, he is not a big fan of Powell. And it wouldn't surprise me that if Trump wins, Powell gets fired. Now, does he keep that in the back of his mind? Well, keep in mind, Jay Powell, he can't move rates by himself. He has to have the full committee. So I don't know what kind of influence he has, but we'll have to give him the benefit of the doubt for now and just say he's only looking at the data.
Get more at 971talk.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!